I'd always thought skiing was a middle-class sport, something for the hoorays. But it was this time last year, and a group of non-skiing friends said they were going to give it a try. And being an open-minded sort of bloke, I thought, well, why not? I hadn't bargained for the amount of kit required. It cost me an arm and a leg. But we did some shopping around and bought most of the stuff online, but there's parcels coming in from all sorts of different places. We thought it would be a good idea to have a few lessons before the holiday. Guaranteed to ski after 3 lessons, said the ski centre brochure. So at the end of lesson 3, my wife is like an Olympic medalist and I'm offered 2 free sessions with a remedial class. Turns out all the remedials are put with the under 7s. Unfortunately, there was only 1 remedial that week. I'm sure those under 7s emerged from the womb wearing skis. First day of the holiday, I'm still upright halfway down the nursery slope when I remembered stopping wasn't my forte. Neither was steering. I head into this cordoned off area and become tangled up in a web of nets and fencing. The ski poles are up in the air, my legs are all akimbo. I'm flapping about like an oversized haddock, and the more I struggle, the more tangled I become. Eventually, 2 instructors come to fish me out. You know the type. Sunglasses that made them look like aliens. Neon stripes on their jackets. Designer stubble. Suntan. They come to a skidding halt about an inch from me, spraying snow in a beautifully annoying arc. About an hour later, we all meet up for coffee. A dozen of us in a big circle, basking in the sunshine. I'm sat opposite Julie. She's from Bolton. And she's laughing her head off. Andrew, she says, what have you been doing? Oh, your leggings hanging out. I look down and my pants are split from the knee to the crotch and then back down to the other knee. The padding is just about clinking on. So it's a new pair of ski pants on day 1. I wasn't best pleased, especially since I had to buy them from the hotel ski shop at an extortionate price. I thought as soon as I get home, I'll be sending back these ripped pants. They're not good enough. As far as I was concerned, there was only minor incidents for the rest of the week. One person came home in a full pot leg, and another had 3 broken ribs. Only I had to put up with the humiliation of having exposed legging. When I got home, I packed up the ripped trousers and sent them to the chairman of Mountain Warehouse from Outraged of Merseyside. I wanted my money back, plus compo for all the upset. Nothing. I waited 3 weeks, and I was about to write again when a package arrived with a letter from Mountain Warehouse. Dear Andrew, it said, we were very sorry to hear about the terrible skiing accidents on your recent holiday. Your ordeal sounded most embarrassing, and we completely agree that the ski trousers you purchased were not fit for purpose. Aye, aye, I thought. However, the letter continued, we are returning the trousers to you because you didn't buy them from us. If anybody wants to buy some ski kit, just let me know.